What's up, everybody? I am Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. Okay. A lot is going on behind the scenes. And for me, listen. This whole YouTube thing, this shit starting not to be for me. I gotta do something else. This is not for me. I put out a lot of content for a long time, since 2006. And, you know, I've done many topics. I've interviewed a lot of people. I've done topics. I've done a lot of things. And one thing I'm not going to allow anybody to do is tell me what I can and can't say and what I can and can't do. I'm not going to be silenced. If I decide that I want to talk about something, I should be able to talk about it freely. I know how to be respectful. I know how to get my point across. But one thing you're not going to do is tell me what I can and can't say. And there's no way in hell that I'm going to sit up here every day, every other day, multiple times a day, and do YouTube and talk about stuff in many different factors. Don't get full support of the people. No financial support, and the people who police these platforms not allowing me to speak freely. So, I'm not gonna be doing that. I gotta find something else to do. So, as you know, I put back in for monetization of this channel, and I wasn't approved for monetization. Because this is the reason that they gave me. So I want to show you the reason that they gave me. And sadly, everybody who does what I do or speak how I speak, they're coming for all y'all. I'm just letting y'all know. So it's some people who be thinking it's funny what happens to me. Some people laugh. They DM me. Ha, ha, ha. That's good for you. They coming for everybody. So this was the reason I got that I couldn't apply. Your channel wasn't accepted for monetization. Harmful content. I put out harmful content. This is what they're saying to me. Content that focuses on controversial issues and that is harmful to viewers. So I can't get monetized because I focus on controversial issues and it's harmful to viewers. So what viewer said my content is harmful, and what is controversial issues? Isn't living in this country, we're supposed to talk about controversial issues? Give me one platform where they don't talk about controversial issues. But I know what it is. I know what it is. So in order for me to stay here, I'm going to have to audit my channel. Erase hundreds of videos. Can't talk about no politics. Can't talk about anything that's enlightening. Can't talk about anything pertaining to us that could help us. I got to get up here, act a fucking fool all day, every day. And I guess I gotta have me some drinks. I guess I gotta smoke. And I guess I just gotta talk about us in a bad way. So if I talk about them in a bad way, I talk about what they did to us, what they do to us, and how we could get out of it, then it's a problem. So I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna sit here every day and do that shit day in and day out. You know, the last video I did, everybody hit me and said, yo, we glad you spoke up. We glad you did that. You know, you spoke out. I got hits from everybody, from celebrities, everybody that was like, yo, you spoke out. I'm glad you spoke out, you know, about the situation in Brooklyn. You know, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. I'm not going to tell you, but I'll show you because I can't say shit. You know what I'm saying? And I talk for a living. So the minute I can't talk. So if you look at this video right here. If you look at this right here, this is it right here. So this is why, you know, this is it. So when I speak about issue, because everything I speak about is what's going on in the culture, like everybody else. But I know that this is the kicker. It's this one right here. And it's this one right here. So I got to delete those. I got to go through other videos. Any videos where I'm talking about mental health, they might not know how to interpret it. They might not know what I'm saying. Of course, it's bots that review everything. And I know my name is Mud. My name is Flagged. So they probably don't know. Oh, y'all can't even see it. Damn, my bad. I'm bugging. So is this video right here, you already know, right? But I wasn't disrespectful, but I did call out names and those are powerful people, right? It's this video right here, because if you go through what I'm talking about. So I got to remove videos like this. I got to go through my channel and remove a lot of stuff. But when I'm shucking and jiving, you know, when I'm talking about, you know, us in a way, it's okay. But the minute I talk about, because these are the two videos that I did recently where I talk about them and this video right here. So I already know that's a no, but I didn't think it was that bad. I was just asking a question. I didn't disrespect anybody. So that was the reason. Mental health as well. I'm not talking about none of that no more. I'm not even dealing with none of this stuff no more. I'm not talking about this anymore. I'm not talking about these topics. I'm not doing it. It ain't for me. So when they tell me I promote harmful content that focuses on controversial issues and that is harmful for viewers, and then I could reapply for monetization in April and it already been since November, nah, I'm good. I'm good. That's it. I'm not sitting up here for nothing, just talking. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting up here talking for nothing. So again, you know, I do this, you know, and the thing that bothers me the most is that people think the shit that happened to me is funny. They actually laugh at me. I can show you DMs when people get into arguments with me. They say that's good for you. Blah, 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 blah. Look at dude in the count. You look at the dude in the chat. Don't even erase them, please. Look at Sha'el. Look what they said. I'm telling you. This is what they think. So it's people like them that'll be flagging me, and then it's people like them. So I got too much. I got too much to do. I got too much talent to be worried about all of that stuff. I ain't doing it. I can't do it. So I guess y'all just be stuck with whatever y'all stuck with. People appreciate it more. That's it. I'm not the one to be sitting here dealing with this, because even dealing with haters, shit, at least if you got haters, you getting bread, right? You at least able to support yourself. So I gotta talk about nothing in order to get something. Nah. I'm not doing it. Ain't gonna do it. So that's it. You know what I'm saying? It's people who are angry because I don't like their music. It's people who are angry because I don't like their point of view. And they go all the way out their way to stop me in what it is I'm doing. So I'm not never going to speak a certain way. I don't know how to be dumb. I don't know how to be none of that. I don't know how to be that. I don't know how to be, I don't know how to dumb nothing down. I don't know how to dumb nothing down. So I'm in here figuring it out. I guess I just gotta, just go back to just doing interviews. My opinion on something just don't even matter no more. I don't have an opinion. I don't have an opinion on nothing. I don't have a voice. Y'all got people who got a voice, and it's people who y'all rock with. You know what I'm saying? It's people who get to talk about their views. It's people who get the clout chase. I'm just not one of them dudes. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I ain't, you know, me, I'm just going to find another way. I got too much talent and too much shit that I know how to do to be worried about this right here. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. And the deal is I could deal with people on a small scale, but when you have the powers that be that could push a button and stop you, that's it. It ain't nothing I could do. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing I could do, you know? And again, I get it. I understand. And I was sitting there saying to my, today, I don't have a bad vibe today, but it wasn't a negative vibe. It was just bad. I laid down on the carpet. I watched The Exorcist. I watched The Exorcist. I wanted to see it. I watched The Exorcist. I sat in my sauna and I was just sitting there just thinking like, it's just different things that I want to do. It's just different directions that I want to go in. And, where am I in my life? Like, what's next for me? I was just really sitting there contemplating that. I'm like, my born day is next month. I want to go on vacation. There's things I want to do, but what's next for me? And, I can't partake. I can't partake in certain things, man. I can't, I will do anything. I will work in Target. I will do anything before you could dumb me down and have me up here looking like a complete bozo. You can't, I'm not doing that. So, that's just really it for me. So I just got to just chill out and just relax. That's it. If you think I'm whatever you think about me, fine. If you think I'm this, that whatever you think about me, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I could just always disappear. You know what I'm saying? I could just always disappear because I think a lot of people want me to disappear anyway and replace me with what? So, they call me names and say I'm this, some say I'm that, whatever. I keep chugging. I keep it moving. But at the end of it all, I brought a lot to this culture. And for the most part, I love it. So that's why I do it. But I'm going to be real with you. I don't get shit out of this. I'm going to be real with you. I don't get shit from this. I don't get shit from this. All I get is strife and fucking people getting on my nerves day in and day out. And fuck that. I just need to chill. You know what I'm saying? I need to chill and I just need to just be able to calm down and just relax. You know what I'm saying? And just live my life instead of dealing with bozos day in and day out, because I shouldn't even have to deal with that shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's just it. So any video that I have of me going at somebody, whatever, I'm taking all that shit down. Anything that I have that could be deemed to be controversial, I'm taking all that shit down. So watch all you can. All that shit is coming down tonight. I might even just take the whole channel down. Honestly, I might just take the whole channel down. I might just go away for a little while. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of it all, like, what's the point of wanting to talk and you can't talk about what you want to talk about? What's the point? So I got to sit up here and say, hey, do y'all play Uno? And I'm not going to waste y'all time and do that. I'm not going to waste y'all time and do that. And a lot of times, I was having a conversation with one of my homegirls tonight, and I was talking about we was having a very deep conversation, and I was saying to her like, "Yo, man, I'm tired of feeling like I'm always fighting." You understand what I'm saying? I'm like, "Yo, I'm tired of always feeling like I'm fighting. I'm tired of." Like every time I go on social media and it's people stop and you got it. I'm like, yo, I'm just tired of like always feeling like I'm in the ball of negativity because that's what everything I see. I don't, when I speak to people, we not negative. But when I go on social media, everybody's upset. Everybody is always has a solution. But why are we so... Why is everything so problematic, right? Life is problem, but damn, every time I go on social media, Everything is stop letting people in. You gotta. And I'm like, yo, I'm tired of that. I can't see it no more. A woman needs and black women this and black. Yo, I'm tired of that shit. Like, I can't. I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of everything. Just trauma. I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm really, I can honestly say I'm tired of it. I'm tired of everything is, we need to stop. And yo, I'm tired of that shit. I'm just tired of it. I can honestly say I'm tired of it. And I was saying that today. I said, yo, last year I had to learn how to detach from a lot of stuff. This year I wanted to move forward. And then moving forward this year, everything I see on social, like I could show you the timelines. I could show you the Facebook timeline, the Instagram timeline. And when I get on social media, everything is just fucking negative. And I'm tired of that shit. So I find myself sometimes being negative because I'm surrounded by negativity, but I don't live my life like that. I go around when I'm in the gym, I'm happy, I'm smiling with everybody. And then when I get on social media, here I go just into it. Everybody's fighting Hov or Jay-Z or nah, I can't do that shit. I just need to chill. I just need to chill. I'm too much of a happy person to act like I'm sad. I'm too much of a happy person to be negative. You know what I'm saying? I walk around, I'm in the streets, I see these little children, I see elderly people, and you know, I'm just having fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm having fun. But then when I get on this shit, it's like going in somewhere where I know I'm about to be badgered. I know I'm about to see some negative shit, and I'm tired of it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm tired of it. I'm just tired of it. I've been doing this shit for a long time. I think it's time for me to do something else. Seriously. It's just time for me to expand my horizons, rely on other talent that I have, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, even when I speak to family, when I see them, everything is fucking negative. Everything. When I go on YouTube, everybody going in on each other, everybody exposing each other. They don't expose the system. They don't expose our conditions. They don't expose what's going on where we live, mental health. None of that shit. They exposing each other. This person got a 4-hour video about this person. Yo, I'm tired of that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I'm just tired of it. I'm just tired of that shit. I just don't want to be negative. I just want to be happy. I want to live my life. I want to smile. I'm not fucking broke. You know what I'm saying? I'm not broken. I'm not angry. My life is good. So why do I get put into a situation where I feel like I'm caught up in shit and I'm falling victim to shit that I know better than? See, that's not what a wise man does. A wise man goes in another direction. But here it is. I could get up and I wake up and it's a video about me. Oh, he's this and he's that. And then I feel like I got to fucking defend myself against niggas that I beat the fuck up. This is facts. I will beat these niggas up and make their family cry. But every day, I just don't want to fight niggas. I just don't want to fight niggas. Fuck it. That's. Let me just put it to you like that. I don't want to fight niggas like, no, I don't want to fight niggas no more. Y'all know who my fight is against. Y'all know who I've been fighting. But now I'm fighting niggas too. I don't talk bad about women. I don't have this big anti-women platform. I'm not a relationship expert. I'm not a relationship guru. My relationships have sucked. So I can't talk for it. But for the most part, I'm just tired of fighting niggas. And I'm tired of trying to tell people to change your mind state. Yo, let's do this. Let's do that. Motherfuckers is not motivated. All niggas want to do is smoke, drink, fuck, and be negative all fucking day. Smoke, drink, watch niggas' pockets, say what niggas don't got all fucking day. And I don't want to fuck with that. Who's a rat? Who's a snitch? Who told? Who did jail time? Who's pussy? I'm tired of all that shit. I'm tired of that shit. I don't want to fuck with that. Don't want to be around it. Don't even want to fuck with it. I don't give a fuck who snitched, who told, who's a killer. I don't want to deal with none of that shit. Who's a hoe? Who got a BBL? Who sucked dick? I don't want to deal with that shit no more. I just really don't. I've been feeling like that for a while. Like, this shit is draining. You know what I'm saying? That shit is draining day in and day out to be a black man in the fucking America and have to survive how we survive. And there's no outlet. There's no out. When you go home, you're getting kicked in your ass in the crib. When you go outside, you got to worry about everybody fucking wanting to kill you. Everybody. And then when you get on YouTube where you can't get killed, they kill your joy, they kill your spirit, and they kill your fucking vibration. And I'm just tired of all that shit, honestly. I'm tired of the fake shit. I'm tired of people faking it. I'm tired of that shit. I don't know how to be fake. I don't know how to be quiet. And I don't know how to play fake in a world where, again, I'm the type of person that I see shit and I be like, yo, what the fuck is going on? And everybody's in here. Somebody could, it could smell like, it could be really shit on the floor and everybody will walk over the shit. And then I walk in the room and be like, yo, it's shit on the floor. And everybody will turn their head and say, ain't no shit. I'm tired of seeing niggas roll up. I'm tired of seeing niggas drinking. I'm tired of niggas sitting here with their bullshit ass cameras, they bullshit ass fucking setups, and just talking shit about people and tearing down everything and never built nothing. I'm tired of all that shit. I'm just tired of it. So I got the right to fucking go away for a little while. I'm tired of it. So now, Harlem legend, smart man. I'm just tired of that shit. I don't want to fight niggas. Y'all are not my enemy. As much love as I've shown black people since I came in this shit, as much shit doors that I broke down for our people, I'm fighting niggas every day. My life is in danger every day because I don't like a rap, because I don't like an album, because I don't like the way somebody rap, or I got a take. My life is in danger. People want to kill me. People want video. You hang with whack. You do this. You do that. And I'm telling you, I will have these niggas' whole family crying because I really got it like that. So before I go there, before I be an ignorant nigga and end up going to jail or killing one of these motherfuckers, I'd rather just bounce. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather just do something different. I know how to do beats. I know how to do graphics. I know how to do mad shit. This shit? Nah. No, I don't want to do this shit. It's not enough. It's a lot of pats on the back. But that shit is lonely when you sitting there and now I got to go outside with the ratchet because niggas running their mouth. And I don't want to live like that. I didn't get on YouTube to fucking live like YouTube. And all these niggas I helped. Think about these niggas I helped that y'all let them talk shit about me. Y'all let them do that shit because y'all supposed to chastise them and say, nah, that's the big homie. And he really, really helped you and others. But niggas be talking shit. Man, fuck all that. I know how to do too much shit. With my fucking drum machine, let me get busy. Let me do what I really came in this culture to do. Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to deal with this shit. And then then I'm dealing with these fucking, the powers that be that could just push a button and just take my shit away after all the work I put in? Nah. I'm not no worker. I'm not no clown. Nobody could ever fucking do shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should be able to just do something to me. You know what I'm saying? And then I gotta stand it. And that shit is, and I'm fucking alone. I'm not alone. See, I could get motherfuckers mobilized when it's time to go put in work. But if I want to mobilize niggas to say, yo, let's each put in $1,000 and get some shit together, everybody scratch their head. But if I start drinking again and I say, yo, I want to start drinking again, let's go get some yak. Yo, I want to smoke for the first time. Yo, I got some bitches. I got 20 niggas. But if I say, yo, let's put our brains together and let's really get some shit together, it's quiet. I ain't dealing with niggas no more. I don't want to fucking talk for black people. I don't want to help black people with nothing. But black people don't give a fuck. Seriously. So I just got to do me and just coast in life. Get my bread, live my life. All this fucking what we need to do and what they do to us and all that shit. Nobody give a fuck about that shit because you get distracted easy. You got sucker ass niggas who sit on YouTube all day and talk about who need to spin the block, who need to do this shit. And I live that shit. That's why I don't drink or smoke. That's why I talk about mental health. You understand what I'm saying? Because I live that shit. I lived that shit. Survived that shit. Many of you survived that shit. So I'm trying to say, yo, this is what we got to do to get the fuck up out. Yeah, let's have our fun. Let's live our life. You know what I'm saying? But we got to get the fuck up out that shit. But nah, niggas want to stay in that shit. Yo, I'm out. I can't deal with it. I don't want to deal with no nigga shit. People call me yoga. I don't want to talk about that shit. I don't want to deal with that shit. I'm not on the block. I don't give a fuck about no women. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. All I give a fuck about is being happy and living my life. Working out, eating right, and living my life. I can't be fucking positive. Nobody wants positivity. Negativity rules. Negativity is going to get you views and likes and money. The minute you sit there and you try to speak truth to power and motherfuckers be going off titles of videos, I give you what you want in order to give you what you need. But all I get is critical. I ain't no fucking Pan-Africanist. I ain't none of that shit. I'm not pro-black. I ain't none of that shit. I ain't none of that. We ain't never said catch me in no dashiki, burning incense, doing none of that. Abari Ghani, I don't do none of that shit. I know where I stand with everything, and I don't do shit. I show people what I do for the people. That's it. I'm not on here bashing women. I'm not calling nobody bitches and hoes. I ain't doing none of that shit. All I've ever drank in front of you was BCAAs and tea. I showed you vitamins. I showed you minerals you should take. I talk about mental health. I do every fucking thing that I do. There is no reward for that shit. But you got niggas in front of you drunk. You got motherfuckers in front of you doing the wildest shit. And they're rewarded. Not by the people, but by the system. And they're going to come for all of us. I'm just a sacrificial lamb. I'm always the first one through the door. So, you know, I get the brunt of everything. And I'm not even mad. I'm not even sad or mad. I feel free. Honestly, I feel free. I feel free because I no longer have the fucking monkey on my back of having to worry about doing this and doing that and doing grass. Yo, get the fuck out of my chat talking about leave meat alone. Get out of here with that. Nobody want to hear that shit. If people want to eat meat, if they want to eat whatever the fuck they want to eat, who are you to tell people what to eat or not to eat? The fuck out of here with that. Tired of y'all niggas too. Telling people what they should eat and what the fuck they should eat. And you probably look like a fucking cancer patient. Get the fuck out of here. There be y'all niggas too. I'm tired of y'all niggas too. Telling people how to eat and how to live and how to do all this shit. And you look like you're about to fucking die. Get the fuck out of here. Nah, don't eat meat and do this and do that. And you homeless and broke, living off of women, staying on somebody's couch. Get the fuck out of here with that. People want to eat. People eat what the fuck they want to eat. My grandmother's in her 80s and she eat pork and she gonna outlive me. So what the fuck is you saying? Tired of y'all with that shit. Fucking always know everything and the vibrations and the energies. Y'all the most negative motherfuckers too. Y'all the people who keep shit going. Y'all vibrating ass niggas. Y'all dashiki ass niggas. Y'all the one who keeps shit going because y'all be writing these comments on all these sites. When I see the shade room and all that shit, it be y'all in there. So get the fuck out of here with that shit. Always be y'all. Y'all hoes, y'all dirty niggas, y'all bum ass niggas, and y'all always telling motherfuckers what they should and shouldn't do, what they should and shouldn't eat. And it be y'all. Y'all motherfuckers with your head wraps, your underarms stinking, it be y'all. Telling people what they should eat and calling everybody sister and grand rising motherfuckers. It be y'all. Seriously. Tired of y'all motherfuckers. That's why I don't fuck with none of y'all. It be y'all. If you look like that and you think you carrying yourself like that, right? Why? I'm not talking about, see, you say, look, now get the fuck up out of it. Why would I be talking about Sub and Sub-Zero is my man? It's pussy niggas like you too, always trying to start shit. So what'll happen is you'll be like, yo, he talking about Sub. Sub is my man. Sub-Zero is my man. Why the fuck would I diss my friends? It'd be y'all pussy niggas too. Be y'all pussy niggas too. He talking about you. I think he was throwing subliminals. Fucking tuning fuck ass niggas. The fuck out of here. Y'all niggas is bum broke ass niggas. Always talking about the fucking stars and the fucking pyramids and shit. You need a pyramid now, nigga. You a bum. You don't got nowhere to stay. You need a pyramid now. And them yoni steams ain't working because your box still stink. Motherfuckers, don't eat meat. Go see this person. You sick, this person could heal you. How the fuck somebody gonna heal me that's dead? Fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck about your religion, your beliefs, none of that shit. That shit is for you. It's personal. It's a personal journey. Everybody should go on a personal journey. We should try to encourage one another, but y'all always trying to dictate shit of what people should do. Oh, don't do this. Stop eating meat. Don't have fluoride. Don't brush your teeth with this. Doing this. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Your teeth falling out your mouth and your mouth be boofing all the time. Fuck out of here. Tired of y'all motherfuckers always talking about what somebody should do and what somebody shouldn't do. Stop eating meat. Get the fuck out of here. Grandmother in her 80s and eat swine. Punk motherfuckers. Anyway, like I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted. But yo, man, I ain't gonna be silenced. I'm gonna say what I want. I'm gonna do what I want. And that's it. So the minute I'm in a point where they saying I can't do stuff and the content that I'm bringing you is harmful. Now, if I was on here saying this is what you should do, this is how you should doomsday bunkers and shit. You know, some shit could be harmful where you are telling people shit that ain't got nothing to do with you know, everyday life, and I'm on some fear mongering shit, that would be different. But at the end of it all, come on, man. Come on. So with that, I'm going to do the $100 promos. Whoever hit me, you know how to get me. Get at me. You know what I'm saying? I'm Mr. No Filter. They telling me I got to have filter. So it's just, I can't have filter. Honestly, I can't. I got to speak the truth. I got to speak truth to power. As a child, I always told the truth. Honestly, I just don't lie. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no liar. Anything that I say, I'm not lying. You know what I'm saying? Truthfully, I'm not lying. I'll admit my wrongs. I've been wrong a lot of times. Y'all see on this channel, I made apology videos to people. I'm not under pressure. Nobody has called me and made me apologize. Sometimes I did things erroneously. Sometimes I was rushing the judgment. Sometimes I put people in positions that I shouldn't have put them in, and I was wrong for that. So I always make apology videos. I always, you know, try to say, you know, I was wrong a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? But listen, man, I'm not here to be silenced. I'm not here to be battling with a corporation that I ain't got no wins in. We know who run it. We know who own it. And, you know, I just got to figure out, what it is that I'm working on and what I'm doing next. And at the end of it all, I'm too much of a talented person. I'm not one dimensional, and I'm not going to be stressed out day in and day out, trying to figure it out, getting up and like, yo, if I'm going to be demonetized today, is this video strike? I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live my life like that. So I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to. Again, I just want to just be in a space where I'm chilling and, you know, we happy, we laughing, and we living life, and we just going to different levels. We going to different countries and we seeing different things and we experiencing life. You know what I'm saying? Just life experiences. And I just see too much negativity, and it's a bad experience, you know, and it's not enough truth being told in the manner of what it is that we got to do. And I just feel like I had a lot of anchors in my life. Like I had a lot of people that was, you know, sitting with me, sitting around me. It was very negative. You know what I'm saying? It's taxing, you know, when you see somebody who's very, very negative and you might be going through something personal in your life and you're looking for, you know, some type of outlet to release. And then somebody's calling your phone talking about, did you see with such and such post? Did you see this? Did you see that? And it's like, yo, nah, I'm not looking for that. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm chilling, but it'd be just day in and day out. I get shit in my DM, you know, all these fucking, 1 minute gurus and this person talking about this, people talking from non-experience. That shit is taxing. I'm telling you. So for those who think that they could take the wheel, y'all got it. I'm going to do my motherfucking interviews. I'm going to figure it out. I got some other shit that I'm working on, and that's just what I got to do. But I got to take my show on the road, because this shit, nah, not going to silence me. And at the end of it all, I put in too much work and I worked too hard for me to be always battling this shit. Every day I go to the gym, I get an email. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you can't do that. I'm like, so what the fuck can I do? What can I do? What could I do here? What could I do? I can't do shit. And anything I say, it get taken to heart. But people want to say, oh, I don't have a voice. People say I'm nobody. People, this is the shit I hear all day, right? But the minute I say something, it shakes a lot of shit up. And then I get punished. Why am I getting punished by these suckers? You know what I'm saying? I done called a lot of these suckers out. I done called out the whole fucking industry. You think Cat Williams would have did what he did? Great job if it wasn't for the Ali Vegas video setting that shit off. They probably want me to take that shit down. Anything that say rituals and all that shit, I got to take all that shit down. Honestly, they don't want to see none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I got to take all that shit down. I can't, if they think it's harmful. So what the fuck I'm going to do? I like talking about the culture that we want to get in and when we in, and they don't want me to say that shit. They don't want me to do that shit. So what the fuck could I do? I got mad videos. Look, I got a whole, let me show you something. I got a whole, let me show you something if I can really quick. Playlist. Look, I got a whole, shit. Ali Vegas, this, you know, look at the views on all this shit. I could go in on this shit every day and get people every day. I gotta delete all this shit. Anything with this name and all that, I gotta get rid of all this shit. They don't want none of that shit. So me talking about this shit, they don't want none of that shit up. Africa Bam, I'm taking all them Africa Bam body videos down. Them shits got to go. But yeah, they don't want me talking about none of that shit. They don't want me talking about none of that shit. You know, I got to take all this shit down. All this shit down, you know. So the industry is wicked. I got to take all this shit down. So. Yeah, and then when you do videos like this, what they do, you know, inspect the deck speaking on stuff, you know, King Just. And then when you do these videos, then you start putting up videos. And then they make sure you get like, they start slowing your shit down. So you get 6,000 views, 900. How the fuck I got 280,000 subscribers and get 900 views on the video? 1,000. You can see they fucking with my shit. And it's another website. Let me show you something really quick. Shout out to them too. Let me show you something. Hip Hop Uncensored. I believe that's the name of it. Lord. I'm trying to censor. All right, look at their channel. Their channel has almost 1 million subscribers, right? Almost a million. No, they got 600, which they, they got 880. Yeah, so they almost got 1 million, right? So 880,000 subscribers. They got over 4,000 videos. But if they put up a video, look, you trying to tell me they're not fucking with people? 4,000 views, 3,000. How is it possible, numerically possible, for you to have almost 1 million subscribers and for you to put up a video and they get 1.5 views? 1,500? 3.8? See? 4,000? I don't care what they talking about. They got almost 1 million. This is two black brothers. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, it take a lot. 4,000 videos, that's a lot. That's a lot. 4,000 videos is a lot of work. So shout out to them too, you know, but this is just what they do. They slow your shit down. They fuck with you. But me, they can have it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they demonetized me, Corey Banks, and I still got to delete shit. I'll show y'all it again. So nobody don't think I capping. I got accused of faking it. I was trying to get donations, so I act like I got, you know, they say all types of stupid shit on these platforms. They say all types of stupid shit. You know, I was faking getting demonetized. I fake COVID. I done heard I fake COVID to get donated. All this stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm not fighting nobody. Look, harmful content. So your channel wasn't accepted for monetization. What should you do next? Our review found that your channel contains the following: harmful content, content that focuses on controversial issues and that is harmful to viewers. So you would think I got how to build a fucking bomb on here or some shit like that. Whoop, I guess I shouldn't have said that neither, right? Guess I shouldn't say shit like that. So, yo, man, anyway, follow me on social media at Doggy Diamonds on everything. Doggy Diamonds TV, Instagram is doing very, very well. Yeah, I figure it out. I figure out what I'm doing. I just gotta find. I don't even know what the fuck to talk about. I don't even know what to talk about. I don't know what to talk about. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to talk about. I'm not corporate sponsored. I'm not corporate sponsored. I'm a black heterosexual male. I don't drink. I don't smoke. And I try to promote a healthy lifestyle mentally, spiritually, and physically. And, you know, sometimes I could go off the deep end when I'm a little rattled. I'm trying. But, you know, I'm just fed up today. You know, I'm fed up. And, you know, a lot of shit we're just not allowed to do. So, I don't know. I just need just some time to just, I don't want to go live. I don't want to do shit. You know, I can't talk about, it's just a lot that I can't say. We get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? And, again, man, if y'all ever listen, anything, if it's anything that you gain from me, whether you laughed with me, whether you, got emotional with me. Anytime that you was inspired, you did some push-ups, you stopped drinking because of me. I got DMs of people who stopped using drugs because of me. I got people who check their mental health. If you gained anything from me, I appreciate you for receiving me, because my life has been fucking hard. And for me to be sitting here sane and you know, still laughing, still smiling, you know what I'm saying? And that's just a testament to the type of person that I am, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not saying I'm folding. I'm just saying I just got to figure it out. And I damn sure shouldn't have made that Brooklyn video about them. I shouldn't have did that. But people was like, you know, people was happy that I did that. You know what I'm saying? I got so much DMs. And, you know, if you fighting a good fight, if you sober, congratulations. If this was your first year sober, you brought in the new year sober. If you cut down on your drinking, your smoking, if you eat better, if you think better, congratulations. I am fucking, I'm happy for you. If you are one with God, I'm happy for you. If you one with your God, I'm happy with for you. If you have a positive relationship with your significant other, I'm happy for you. And I'm just happy for everybody trying to do what the hell they trying to do to just stay sane in this crazy ass world. But this shit, nah. No. Not for me. You know what I'm saying? Not for me. So again, man, I bid y'all. But why y'all in here? See, this is another thing, right? And let me say this before I go. Why y'all in here talking about Hassan Campbell in any way? Am I talking about him? I'm not saying nothing negative about that man. I'm not talking about him. Whatever he's doing is what he's doing. But y'all dick eaters. Y'all are dick eaters. You don't know me and you don't know him. You don't know me and you don't know him. Okay? You don't know me and you don't know him. So tomorrow, if we got on the phone and say, hey, all that shit is stupid, let's agree to disagree, y'all would get mad. Y'all would come in the comments and say, oh, how y'all friends? We can't, nobody could win with y'all. Nobody could win with y'all. Nobody could win with y'all. If it was a possibility, which is not, of me and him being cool, y'all would be mad. Just leave that shit alone, man. Leave all that shit alone. I don't have no fucking problems with nobody. I don't care about them. All that shit was in 2023. Seriously. I didn't bring no problems in 2023 to 2024 with me. Whoever's doing them, I don't know. Whether they're doing great or doing bad, I don't know. I don't know. I don't bother nobody. You know what I'm saying? Big up to the homie Sub-Zero. He goes through a lot too, trying to get the message out. He fighting a good fight. Oh, let me big up some people. Big up to Star. Big up to Sub-Zero. I just showed y'all what they do on the Hip Hop Uncensored. They have a big platform. So just big up to everybody just doing what they got to do. Ladies, you wearing your waist trainer, you going to them. And yo, man, don't be quitting the gym in February either. At least get to April. All right, ladies, at least get to April, please. I'm begging you. At least get to April, because y'all be getting in there quick. Y'all start getting all nice. Figures start getting nice, and you be like, all right, I'm good. Now, no, at least get to April. Put yourself on 6 months. It take 21 days to form or break a habit. So, ladies, fellas, be able to do your push-ups, be able to drink, stay hydrated, drink some water, read to your children at night, start spending a little bit more time with your children, and that's it. Yeah, man, I'm out for a while. I'm out. I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. I'm out. I just gotta go on hiatus for a little while. I'm out. I gotta figure some shit out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that's it, man. I see y'all around. I went to the gym twice yesterday. I'm in a caloric deficit today. And I just got to figure some shit out. And, you know, when I figure it out, I guess I'll let y'all know. They're not male waist trainers, but they're called sweat belts. So if you notice when you work out, most of your body will sweat. Your back will sweat, your chest will sweat, but your stomach doesn't really sweat. So now they have something that you could put around your stomach that helps your stomach sweat. You know, so that's it. Yeah, I'm just figuring some shit out. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'll go hook my studio up. And I might return this back to the store. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. If you ever fucked with me, yo, I appreciate you. I really, really do. Let me apologize to y'all. I apologize sometimes for focusing on the negative, and y'all be saying so much positive shit to me. And sometimes it seems like I'm scrolling right past you going to the negative. I apologize for that. I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all for rocking with me. And yeah, I got to figure this shit out. So that's what I'm doing. So yo, man, I am gone. I see y'all around. I'm gone. So until next time, I thank y'all. Thank y'all for being here. And I ain't pussy. I ain't going to cry when I get in the car. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to cry when I get in the car, but I am a thinker and I'm positive about the situation. And, you know, that's what we could do. That's what we could do is just be positive. And I just got to go through the channel and delete a bunch of stuff and just figure it out. Because at the end of the day, you know, we have to figure out how to beat them. So all my Muslim people, all my Hebrew Israelite people, all my Israelites, all my Christian people, everybody in here that's one with your God, who just doing what you got to do. Yo, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all. And with that, I got to go. I don't even know what to say no more. I wish I could stay with y'all all night, but I just got to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I got to figure it out. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? Bobby girl, you don't talk to me every day. Why you told people you talk to me every day? You know what I'm saying? But I'm on social media. I don't even really post on social media no more. Like I said, man, I was really having a deep conversation with somebody today that I know love and care about me. And I was just telling them that, you know, yo, I'm tired. And you know what's funny? This shit happened. I was just talking to her, telling her I was tired. Dead serious. And you know one thing? When a black man say he's tired, believe him. And I was telling her, I'm tired. I'm tired of just, I don't want to be negative. I don't want to fight nobody. Like, everybody won. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to fight. I don't want to be in this rut of always feeling like I got to be mad. And, you know, nah, I don't want to do that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? Why can't I just lay in bed with somebody, daughter, and just live my life? You know what I'm saying? Like, just want to chill. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be in this uproar and always doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just know how to do too much shit, you know? And that's it. So, yeah, man, there's definitely work burnout. And that's it, man. I'm just tired of fucking fighting people. I don't know. I can't say nothing. Everything I do bothers everybody. Everything I say, the powers that be saying, you can't say that. You can't do this. You can't do that. I'm like, what the fuck can I do then? I can't do shit. What could I do? Shout out to Cost TV too. Cost TV is the one who inspired me to step my video game up. I did an interview with Cost TV on his channel, and this damn dude camera looked better than mine. And I'm like, yo, what camera you use? So he gave me all the information. And that's it. So, I mean, if y'all still need me, I still use the channels, for promotion. If you need me for consultation, I'm still available for that. I still could show y'all how to do stuff, but I gotta fucking chill. I gotta chill. I want to sit down. I want to play some fucking video games. I just want to chill, man. I got enough money saved for me to chill for a while. Like, I'm good, you know. I got other businesses that I run, and maybe I'll just fall back and help other people. You know what I'm saying? But that's it. They ain't winning though. Don't think they won. But I gotta get rid of a lot of. They want me to erase a lot of content. They didn't even tell me. What the erase. So I don't even know what the erase. I don't even know what content is harmful, right? So anyway, man. Yeah. Yeah. Your light skin is strong. Yo, I am strong. I ain't even gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? But I gotta figure some shit out, you know. I appreciate y'all. Islam to all my Moorish brothers. Assalamu alaikum to all my Muslim brothers. Shalom To all my Hebrew Israelite brothers, shout out to all of y'all, man. And I gotta fucking chill. Deborah, oh, why do you keep saying I'm lying? I'm not going anywhere. You think I got time to fucking sit here and play? I'm not playing. You're going to see. I ain't playing. I don't play. I joke, but I ain't playing. All you content creators, please learn from me. Please figure out what you're doing, what you're saying. Because they might come for you next. I don't wish that shit on nobody. And that's it. But I gotta go. Peace to y'all. Till next time. I am out.